How many recognize where Satan has targeted you with discouragement? Okay? How many want to like target him back? Let's discourage him some. You know what I mean? Like, hey, wait a minute, buddy. You know, God lives inside of me. All right? Get some Holy Spirit fight. You know, God lives inside of us. So that's what Paul's talking about here. He goes, the mystery that no one ever even thought of, the mystery the prophets didn't even really see, the mystery that the angels are in awe of, is God coming to live inside of us. There should be nothing greater in your life to build confidence than knowing that God himself, because of what Jesus Christ has done, God himself, the Bible says the exact same Holy Spirit power that raised Jesus from the grave lives inside of us. Well, you don't see it. No, because you're discouraged. Because what's discouragement? It steals your confidence. Well, confidence in what? Confidence to believe. What does sickness do? When you get divorced and you thought you'd never be divorced, it's the enemy trying to steal your confidence in God. Okay, so I'm really praying that you let God restore confidence. I'm really praying that you see that this was a spirit of discouragement that was purposely set against you. And now you've got to decide to rise up and say, you know what? You've lost, devil. Part of winning a battle against the enemy is knowing his schemes. The Bible says, know the schemes of the enemy. And then bringing truth into the situation. Discouragement causes your brain to focus on lies. How powerful the enemy, how bad you are, how it'll never work for you. I mean, discouragement is Satan's way. Discouragement is like an attack of the enemy to cause you to quit thinking on truth and to lose hope. Amen? Paul's talking and he says, now everything was created through Jesus Christ, Ephesians 3:10, so that now to the rulers, authorities, and the heavenlies, they will know the manifold wisdom of God. The assembly, God's people, will reveal God's wisdom. What an awesome God. God's like, you know what, devil? You took these people that I created in my image, and you put them in captivity, and they revealed your ugliness. But when my spirit comes inside of them, they're going to reveal who I am. They're going to reveal my wisdom. They're going to reveal my power. And you are going to be so afraid of them. Do you not know that Satan should have fear and not us? Do you not know that if we would rise up above this discouragement and above this lack of confidence and we would take authority? Do you know why people return to their addictions? Because they're so afraid that they can't stand against them, that they get discouraged and they lose their confidence that Christ in them is able to say no to that. Do you see that this is kind of bigger than I was thinking when I just saw the word discouragement? The Lord began to show me that you can be set in a situation. I talked to someone and I said, when did you become so negative? When did you become someone that, you know, it's no fun to talk to you? When did you become so bitter and negative? And the person knew right away when it happened. And they could tell me the exact moment that they threw up their hands and gave up. And from that point on, they saw everything through defeat. Everything through defeat. So that's how spiritual these attacks are. And so we need to look back and say, what was the moment, and there may be more than one, when Satan literally came in to steal my confidence in God, to steal my confidence? Even before you knew God, how did the enemy steal your confidence in you? And then after that, once you knew God, how did he steal your confidence in God? And how did he steal your confidence in believing that God could love you? How did he steal your confidence in believing that God would take care of you? How did he steal your confidence in believing that you're going to get that miracle you've been praying and believing for that his word says you can have? I can tell this is breaking through. I can just feel it in the spirit. This is bigger than I was thinking. This may take 2 weeks to preach. Because I want you to really understand this. I want you to never, ever let the weapon of discouragement come in and steal from you your confidence in who you are in Christ and who God himself is. Amen? See, that's what the Goliath tried to do to David, right? He made those smart remarks to him, trying to discourage him. But like David, pick up the rock and knock the head off of that guy. You want a piece of me? So he goes on. It's going to take a long time. I got a lot of scriptures here. Ephesians 3:11. So we are to reveal the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now here's what he said. In whom we have boldness and access and confidence through his faith. It's through Jesus. It's through what Jesus has done and the faith that Jesus had. The faith that Jesus had that we can have access to the throne room of God. Some of you think, well, you know, I never feel God's presence. And Satan's used that to discourage you. Well, it's not about you. It's not about anything to do with you. It's, do you have faith that God made a way for you to have confidence to go hang out with God? We're to have boldness and access and confidence through the faith in Christ. He says, now listen to what he says. Because of this, because of what Jesus Christ has done, we should have boldness and confidence through his faith. And Ephesians 3:13, therefore, I ask you, or really tell you, not to faint at your troubles. He says, at my troubles, on your behalf, they're your glory. He says, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom every family in heaven on earth is named. Let me tell you what. I'll tell you why people can get upset with this. The reason it's not a family in the eyes of God, if it's not a family that glorifies him according to his word, is because every family on heaven and earth is to reflect something about God. Everything is set up. Every relationship on earth is set up in a way to reflect family, with God being the Father. That's why the enemy wants your fathers to beat you. That's why the enemy wants to make it where people don't even have fathers. That's why Satan wants to mess up relationships, family relationships, so messed up people can't make rhyme or reason of them, so that they cannot understand God and how we were created. Okay. He says that he wants to give us, according to the riches of his glory, by his power, that we be mighty in our inward man through his Holy Spirit, that through faith Christ may dwell in our hearts, having been rooted and founded in love, that we can understand and grasp with all the other saints how great is the length, the depth, the height, the breadth of God's love for us, and to know the surpassing knowledge and love of Christ, that we can be filled with the fullness of God. It goes, now to him being God, who is able to do more than we can think or ask, according to his power that works in us, to him let there be glory in the church of Christ forever for generations.